Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've now to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Christian Warrior Network and the Oblong Table Crew. I'm your host for this special edition of the Oblong Table, the very Reverend Dr. Andrew Patrick. We're going to go around the table from our beautiful post here on the 12th floor of Studio A here in beautiful downtown Lorain to the crew, and we have two members with us, and we'll explain where the other ones are. So take it away.
Sir, Brother Wayne, I guess I'm a sir now. I want to pray for Floyd Bennington. He'll be going into surgery for his knee in 11 days. And pray for AJ and Rusty. Make sure they're having a good time in Michigan.
I'm Robert Meek, and I guess I'm happy to be a sir, too, I found out. I want to pray for you, sir. But what's going to AJ? AJ right now. This is praying for his dad, because Mama's dad's not going to be around soon, but he went down to see him, so he's happy to be there with him, not what's going on, but he's down there taking care.
He's so getting well, too.
Yeah, what happened to his dad? I can leave it up to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sister Linda is on a sabbatical, dealing with some health issues, so we lift her up in our prayers. The boys were saying Brother AJ and Brother Rusty are in Michigan. They are up there for AJ's son's wedding this weekend. Matter of fact, today, I believe, is when the wedding is to be taking place, either today or tomorrow. I'm pretty sure it's today. And so we wish the nuptials and pray that the nuptials of the couple are spiritually blessed. And in that turn, we pray for all of our brothers and sisters that are out trick-or-treating this evening. And we have a very special program tonight set up on the origin of Halloween and Hallow's Eve from a Catholic perspective as well as from a Protestant perspective.
I can put the word in it. I hope AJ's
And AJ's father, right, his health is declining, and we ask that the Lord bless the family and make him as comfortable as possible. So all of those that are dying and have passed on, we lift them up in our prayers. So let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, since we have a lot of reading to do, I'm just going to start in. Excuse me, I've been wanting to do that for a moment, a few moments. Anyhow, like I said, we are talking about Halloween, since today is Halloween and Hallow's Eve in other parts of the world. And we are going to talk about the origins and the essence of it from a Catholic and Protestant perspective. So a little history lesson on Halloween. So let us begin. Halloween is a popular, secular, or worldly holiday today. Countless kids, teenagers, and often adults love dressing up as something on October 31st and going around the neighborhood from house to house, door to door. Familiar trick or treat is on everybody's lips that night. Goblins and ghosts, witches and skeletons, knights and princesses, and many, many other costumes can be seen parading about the dark streets. The decorations of this night seem to reflect the same overall theme of frightening, creepy, scary, and at times downright demonic. At the end of this night, everybody goes tampering home with their collection of goodies. And yet, although celebrated by many, few have remembered the origin of this holiday. Just what is Halloween all about? What is it commemorating? Judging by the activities surrounding this holiday, one could easily be shocked to discover that this holiday is entirely Catholic in its origin. Catholic! It is certainly surprising that a day when people go dressed up as ghosts and witches, serial killers, and other immoral human being types should be rooted in a Catholic feast day. But the truth of the matter is that the holiday of Halloween is, in fact, the remains of a great Catholic holy day. How then did this Catholic feast become a secular holiday? And what was the feast of Halloween? Well, the day that we now know as Halloween was originally called All Hallows' Eve. This name may sound somewhat strange to you, but it is easily explained. The word hallow, somewhat out of practice in the English language, is still used in at least one place, the Our Father. As one says the prayer, we find Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In this context, we see that the word means basically holy, but it also seems to suggest a holiness that is revered and treated with honor, respect, and admiration. But what does All Hallows' Eve mean? The Eve is generally the name given to the day before another day that is very important. Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are, in all probability, the most well-known and observed. So we now know that the name All Hallows' Eve must mean that the day following it must be the Feast of All Hallows. Right? And that is precisely what the next day, November 1st, is. Nowadays, though, we refer to it as All Saints' Day. This day has been set aside by the Church to honor those saints in heaven who do not yet have a special feast day on the church calendar. It is also intended to provide additional honor and variation for those saints that have a feast day on the calendar, but were not honored sufficiently on their day. A true Catholic saint is like no other person on earth. These are those few who have grown spiritually to the point where they love God with their whole mind, heart, body, and soul, and all of their will. This requires heroic self-sacrifice, which they endure for the love of God and the benefit of the Church and the salvation of souls. Our Holy Mother, the Church, has always understood the honor that these incredible men and women, and even children, deserve to be given. She has always held up her saints as role models to her other children on earth. She has encouraged us that great respect and love should be shown to these remarkable and all too rare blessed of God. The feast recognizing all saints has very early origins in the history of the Catholic Church. So when we are honoring all of the saints that are in heaven, we are indeed honoring all of the hallowed people in heaven. Suddenly, it is no longer a mystery why the day is called All Hallows Eve. But why did people commemorate the day before Eve's, as these days before are called, were actually a very important part of the upcoming feast? On Eve's, the Catholic faith would fast, as the Eve indicated, go to confession, and otherwise prepare their souls for the feast the next day. In fact, two feasts were so important for us Catholics to prepare for. The Church extended these Eves to last a little longer in amount of time. These Eves are Advent and Lent, the two periods before two of the greatest feasts of the Church, Christmas and Easter. Christmas actually has its own Eve in addition to Advent. Easter does not, though, because it is preceded by a Holy Week. Understanding how that Eves were special preparation days before great feast days, we see that All Saints' Day is a fairly important feast day in the Church. But how did All Hallows Eve, a feast day of the Church, become Halloween, a secular holiday that basically commemorates all that is frightening and, in the sense, all that is supernatural yet unheavenly? Well, as society drifted farther and farther away from Catholicism, people wanted less and less to remember things that they liked as having come from their mother, the Church. People enjoyed observing these days, but did not like them being attached to the Roman Catholic faith. Feasts like Christmas, Easter, St. Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and All Hallows' Eve are celebrated the world over, yes, but all in a very secular way. Christmas has become the day when people get presents from Santa Claus. Easter, the day when the Easter Bunny gives chocolates and candies. Saint is omitted from the title of Saint Valentine's Day, as it becomes a day to give those you love a card and some candy. And while Saint Patrick's Day is still commemorated with Saint in the title, it is more a celebration of Ireland and the Irish people than the amazing fidelity that the Irish had for their Catholic faith. During their persecution, Protestant English and All Hallows Eve, the day before we remember all of the saints in heaven, has become a secular holiday of Halloween, a day to go around dressed up as everything but a Catholic saint, while we collect candy to offer of trick or treat. Have you ever considered what the phrase trick or treat really means? One might think that it means that one is requesting a good trick, magic trick, or else some candy. Unfortunately, this phrase did not originate from anything like that. It is actually a threat. It literally was aimed at getting treats by force, when the whole tradition of going around collecting candy was first beginning can really be called a tradition. The children really were threatening to play a trick on those who did not give them treats. You know, the kind of practical joke type, like trampling through their garden, breaking something expensive, throwing tissue paper up into the tree branches, things like that. Obviously, most people aren't going to deny anybody candy these days, but the meaning of this phrase still holds the same, and as we have seen, a very unkind meaning at that. Incidentally, the term holiday is also a result of this secularization of society. It came from the term holy day of obligation. A holy day of obligation is the term given to a feast day that is so important that we are obliged by the church to go to Holy Mass. But holy days of obligation have the same rules as Sunday, so people were also free from work on these days. Evidently, people liked having days off while also commemorating something important. Unfortunately, though, they didn't like commemorating the things of God and His church. Hence, the change from Holy Day to Holiday. I want to thank CatholicKingdom.com for that write-up. And since we have about 20 minutes and a lot more reading, I'm just going to dive right into this, and we're going to get through some of the major points from a Protestant point of view. All Hallows Eve, a bit of history. Halloween is shortened from All Hallows Eve of All Hallows Day, which is now known as All Saints Day. All Saints Day was placed on November 1st by Pope Gregory IV in 835 AD. All Souls Day of November 2nd in 998 AD. Millions of children celebrate Halloween each year with costumes, parties, and hijinks. But what are they celebrating? Where did these costumes arise? Halloween has its origins in the ancient Celtic festival of known as Samhain, from the old Irish salmon, S-A-M-A-I-N. The festival of Samhain is the celebration of the end of the harvest season in Gaelic culture and is sometimes regarded as the Celtic New Year. Traditionally, the festival was a time used by the ancient pagans to take stock of supplies and slaughter livestock for winter stores. The ancient Gaels believed that on October 31st, now known as Halloween, the boundary between the alive and the deceased dissolved, and the dead became dangerous for the living by causing problems such as sickness or damaged crops. The festivals would frequently involve bonfires, into which bones of slaughtered livestock were thrown. Costumes and masks were also worn at the festivals in an attempt to mimic the evil spirits or placet the pagan times. October 31st, as New Year's Eve, a night of evil and terror, when all hell broke loose. Goblins and ghosts were abound that night, while witches celebrated their black rites as the spirits and souls of the dead roamed the earth to frighten the evil spirits and to bolster their own sagging spirits. Our ancestors created a din with bells, horns, pots and pans, just as we still do at midnight on December 31st. Built fires to frighten the witches, or perhaps burn them if they might get caught. On the afternoon of October 31st, village boys would go from house to house collecting fuel for the midnight fires. Everyone was expected to contribute some peat or coal pieces to help burn the witches. Those who did not receive dear warning of the evil consequences that might follow. Over 1,000 years ago, Christians confronted these pagan rites of appeasing the Lord of the death and evil spirit. But the early Christians didn't simply speak out. They tried to institute the Christian alternative, All Hallows Day, November 1st, as a celebration of all the holiness. Those people who had died faithful to Christ, All Hallows Day, a feast of all saints on the 1st of November, used to be celebrated in the spring. The Eastern Church still observes it on the first Sunday at Pentecost, but in the 8th century, it was transferred to November on the Western calendar, which became the climax of the autumn season, a harvest festival celebrating all whom God has called to glory. Halloween is our culture today, has become an odd mixture of tributes to Dracula and roaming spirits, TV superheroes and comic characters, and participation in innocent harvest festivals and costume parties. Literally, of course, it is the eve of All Hallows, a preparation for the observance tomorrow of the Feast of All Hallows, or All Saints. That feast gives the assurance that there is a state of being that stretches beyond our life here on earth, an affirmation of the essential spiritual nature of human life. People are made for more than can be experienced over our lifetime spent in this world. The Apostle Paul underscores that when he writes to the Ephesians that the highest role received for human beings is, as he puts it, to rule with Christ, heavenly world. And God has done this to demonstrate for all time the extraordinary greatness of his grace and love he showed us in Christ Jesus. So this Christian season brings us a comforting reminder that there is a destiny designed for us, assuring us of a continuing existence. And it's a promise endorsed by Jesus when he spoke of the many mansions that he has prepared for us. Halloween assures us that God's love stretches far beyond death. And since we only have a couple of minutes left, I'm going to read one more paragraph of this. Certainly, of all people, Christians should be joyful. The challenge is to use the creativity of the Creator to celebrate both the light and life he brought into this world, and his victory over evil and evil spirits, which extends into the next. We can continue to sing our songs of thanksgiving for the creation of the world while we look forward to that everlasting new year at the end of time, when all things will be created and gathered in at the final harvest, and God shall be all in all. Corinthians 15:28, light against darkness, life against death.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a Catholic and a Protestant point of view. And that second one, if you'd like to read more on it, because it does give great examples of where the jack-o'-lantern came from and other things like soul cakes and more information on All Saints Day, go to episcopalschools.org. And I want to thank them and putting it out to us. So, my brothers and sir gentlemen, what do you think of the holiday
mail? I thought it was very interesting and better understandable how we can...
How, what it was, where it came from, and
yeah,
how it's become today.
And he mostly saw me in a movie.
Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we hope that you've enjoyed the understanding of what Halloween is today, and that it is actually a holy day on tomorrow, All Saints Day. So we ask that you go to your local churches tomorrow and give homage and praise to those men and women that dedicated their lives of honor to the love and glory of Christ Jesus.
God bless. I'll see you next week.
God bless you, and I'll see you next week, too, with God willing.
And for all of our brothers and sisters and clergy around the world, God bless you this Hallows Eve, and have a beautiful and wonderful All Saints Day. This is the Very Reverend Dr. Cardinal Andrew Patrick saying God bless, and we'll have the original crew back next week. God bless.
God bless.